From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Explosions in Pakistan. Officials in Pakistan say an overturned oil tanker burst into flames Sunday, killing at least 140 people who had rushed to the scene to gather leaking fuel. Authorities say 80 people were injured in the explosion and many of them are in critical condition. The tanker was traveling on the main highway from the southern port city of Karachi to the Punjab province when the driver lost control. A regional police chief said residents of the nearby village rushed to the site with buckets and containers to gather the spilling fuel. It is not clear what caused the tanker to explode, though there are reports the flame from a cigarette could be to blame. Also happening in Pakistan, an official says a bomb that looked like a toy exploded, killing 6 children and wounding 2 more in South Waziristan. That official said the children were playing on the side of the road when they found the toy. A day earlier, 2 children were killed after stepping on a landmine in the Spintut area. Rescue workers in China are attempting to recover bodies Sunday following a deadly landslide. Officials say 93 people remain missing after a huge landslide Saturday buried a mountain village in Mao County, according to authorities. Here, a survivor describes the moment the landslide hit.
We heard a strange noise at the back of our house, and it was a bit loud. Wind was blowing into the room, so I wanted to close the door. When we came out, water flow washed us away instantly.
Besides 3 people, a couple and their baby who were rescued alive, no other survivors have been found. 15 bodies have been recovered. Authorities say the landslide was caused by torrential rain. This is VOA News. The Israeli Air Force launched a strike in Syria after several projectiles were fired out of Syria into the Golan Heights region. The air raid targeted 2 Syrian regime tanks in the northern part of Golan Heights. The military said no one was injured in the incident, but asked civilians to avoid the area surrounding the border with Syria. Here's more from VOA's Mia Bush.
The flare-up marked a rare case of Israeli involvement in the bloody fighting next door. Israel has stayed on the sidelines of Syria's 7-year civil war, refraining from taking sides or getting drawn into hostilities. It has responded in the past with limited strikes when fire has spilled into Israel and holds the Syrian government responsible for any such incidents.
China's foreign minister says Beijing will hold a dialogue with Afghanistan and Pakistan to help improve relations between the two. Wang Yi said during a visit to Pakistan on Sunday that foreign ministers from the 3 countries would discuss relations with an emphasis on economic cooperation. Afghanistan and Pakistan have accused each other of turning a blind eye to militants operating along their porous border. The developments were announced Sunday at the conclusion of a 2-day mediation trip by Yi. Leftist rebels of Colombia's second-largest group, ELN, have released 2 Dutch journalists who had been kidnapped earlier this week. Reporter Dirk Bolt and his cameraman were released early Saturday to a delegation of Colombian human rights officials. The 2 spoke to the media shortly after they were transported to a local hospital.
I'm very happy that it's over now. It was very tough, and we're grateful and thankful for everyone who helped to get us out of this situation. And I'm looking forward to the near future, and I'm looking forward to see my family again.
Bolt is the host of a Dutch television show which attempts to help people find their long-lost relatives. Turkey's president said Sunday he will not pull Turkish troops from their base in Qatar. By doing so, he is rejecting a demand by major Arab states that to do so to end an ongoing crisis with the small Gulf country. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the demand disrespectful. He said Turkey would not seek permission from others when making its defense cooperation agreements. The president said the 13-point demand list by Arab states, which Qatar has rejected, contradicted international law and threatened Qatar's sovereignty. A forest fire in southern Spain has forced the evacuation of 1,000 people. It is also threatening a national park famous for its biodiversity. That park is Donana National Park. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.